I said, that's the way that I like it. I said, that's the way that I like it. I said, that's the way that I like it. I said, that's the way that I like it. I said, that's the way that I like it. On the FC Radio.
FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Oh, gentlemen, please.
Is that right, little Frank?
Well, hello, good afternoon, and welcome, FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and you join us here at a freezing Broadhurst Park to bring you, what, is that too much? To bring you live coverage this afternoon of FC United of Manchester against Southport in the league. Ooh. Kickoff is coming up in 8 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, all the joy, and all the love, and all the tears, and all the warmth of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally, on 07596 104122. That's 07596 104... Whoa, no, it's all gone pear-shaped.
Oh dear.
It's FC Live. Hello.
What about start? Oh, we're clipping as well.
It's all right. Do you want to...
That's 07596 104 122. Phone Eileen Bilton on 07596 104 122 for all your needs in Warrington and Runcorn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to FC Live. Myself is here. Swampy's here.
Myself is here. Well done, Ben.
James Quinn's here. Statle Paul is here. And Emily Maguire's here. Happy New Year.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Off the back of two victories
in 24 hours,
two victories and the old netball.
Well, there you go. Congratulations, Emily. Well played.
Thank you.
It sounded so patronised. Well done, Emily. Well played. That didn't sound convincing at all, Ben. I was very disappointed with that.
So welcome, everyone, to Broadhurst Park.
You'll ignore it now.
And it's now time for team news.
Team news.
is it ready yet?
No, it's the weather.
Paul, put the kettle on. Might be a while. Sit here. Take your gloves off for the pop. There we go.
There we go. Oh, brilliant.
Team news for
that
this afternoon.
Good pop. Popping well, isn't that?
Obviously, Walker is no longer with us.
Where's he gone?
He's gone to Salford.
Goodness gracious, what is it? Is he going to be the work for the DF and be in charge
Not
of communications?
And Tom Walker, the left-back. A big congratulations to Tom on the move. A full-time contract, can't really turn your nose up at that. And, he's deserved,
hasn't he? But he's chosen not to.
Over the past couple of weeks' performances.
Well, I think Salford themselves are looking to strengthen, and they're seeing the quality of the player, and, they've made a bold move. He started yesterday. He started on the right-hand side, which was interesting, and then moved on to the left-hand side. He came off, midway through the second half in that 2-2 draw against Stockport County, and a huge crowd there yesterday, 5,129. Huge, impressive. And it just shows the standard and the quality of this division. I know the visitors Salford brought about 489, I think it was, so decent travelling support, but it just shows the quality that this division can possess.
Now, obviously, Logan is actually the first choice left wing back, but he's out injured, and unfortunately he's failed his fitness test today, so he's not going to be back now till at least Blythe in a fortnight's time. So what FC United have decided to do, by the looks of it, is we're going to play Zach Corbett at left wing back and play Scotty Kay back in central defence alongside Fagbola and
Sam Baird,
because obviously Matty Hughes is out suspended for his final game suspended today. So
it is, yeah. I mean, Fagbola has been doing well in defence. We know there's been frailties in the defence, but the same token, they are working as a unit. I thought Scott Kay had a very, very good game against Salford City in that holding role in the centre of defence. And Corbett, well, we've seen his prowess going down the left-hand side, the creator of a couple of goals, and he scored two in the last two. Against Salford City, the first one was an absolute screamer, and the other one was basically, as I said in commentary,
Bobbins.
A bit Bobbins, but it went in, and who cares? And that was, he was in the right place at the right time. So yeah, I think the blend at the back's going to be okay this afternoon, and around the rest of the pitch, it's
well, we've got Linfield in midfield alongside Irwin and Glynn. Linfield had a very good game on New Year's Day.
Superb. I mean, the whole team, they worked tremendously well. It was a game that the weather played its part. It was horrendous for both teams, more so to a degree Salford in the second half, because that wind was swirling all over the place. But FC United did really well. Irwin was outstanding, as you say. Craig Linfield, I looked back at the goal actually, and I didn't realise how it was actually in the area when I first commentated on it. It seemed it was about 25 yards out, but actually it was in the area, but he hit it superbly well. And I still can't see where they were saying it was a deflection, because
it did look like a deflection from where we were.
No, I mean, they've said it was a deflection, but I can't see it personally. I think it might have hit the foot of a player and then rocketed into the top corner. But it was a great finish, and it was a well-deserved point for FC, and they could have won it right at the end. But you know, we went away with that. Tom's very happy. You know, 9 points out of a possible 13 in the month of December, stroke January, was superb. And now, Emily, it's back to the nitty gritty. Today is a vitally important game. We've got to make sure that we continue winning ways.
Yeah, certainly do. I mean, confidence must be high within the squad, and it's something that Tom Greaves has managed to instill in them, that belief in themselves and how they play together. But today's a huge game, because as much as we've progressed up the table, it's still tight, and there's not many points between us. And Southport will be turning up here today and hoping for a victory themselves.
Well, Southport themselves, a great result away at Chorley, winning by 3-0. And as the teams are led out now, today's game, incidentally, is sponsored by Alliance North West. Today's and their match sponsors, Alliance North West, so good afternoon to them. And FC United, well, big game, as I say. Let me give you the team, so you're going to get myself and Emily, and then a little bit of James a little later on. In goal for FC United, it's Lloyd Allison. Number two, Joel Senior, who could have maybe got and won and secured 3 points the day, but a great save from the goalkeeper. Number three, Zach Corbett. Number four, Captain Scott Kay. Number five, Sam Baird. Number six, Jordan Fagbola. Number seven, Kieran Glynn. Number eight, Steve Irwin. Number nine, Tom Greaves. Number 10, Conor McCarthy. Number 11, Craig Linfield. Number 12, Danny Winston.
Number 14, Mike Jones. Number 15, Tyrrell Farmer. Number 16, Adam Gilchrist. And number 17, Jamal Crawford.
Oh, what are you doing, you? I do a very good impression of our announcer, don't I? FC United playing in red shorts, red shirts, white shorts and black stockings. And I'll hand you over to my colleague to the right-hand side to give you the Southport team with a few familiar names.
Okay, in goal for Southport, John Walsnut. Number two, Clive Smith. Number three, Colin Richards. Number four, David Morgan. Number five, Nathan Sheeran. Number six, Billy Priestley. Number seven is Nathan Lowe. Number eight, their captain, David Lynch. Number nine, Jason Gilchrist. Number 10 is Jack Sampson. Number 11 is Josh Hine. And on the bench for Southport, we have Bradley Jackson, Steve Howson, Adam Dawson, Mark Holstead and Jacques Pogamo.
And the visitors this afternoon playing in green and white shirts, hooped shirts, very similar to the Blyth team that FC will be visiting in the next week or so. Green shorts and green stockings. The goalkeeper, John Wersnop, a familiar name to FC supporters, wearing a purple kit, and FC's goalkeeper wearing his yellow shirt, black shorts and black stockings. Today's referee is Mr. James Oldham, and he's going to be ably assisted by Peter Henger and John Kenny. So Southport's number three, is it Caleb? We're going to go for Caleb or Salem.
Caleb.
But it's a curly Caleb. Cur. It's a curly cur rather than a kicking cur, isn't it?
Caleb.
So,
Caleb.
Caleb. Salab. Salab. Yeah. Salab Crew.
Let's just call him Richards.
Yeah, let's go. Well, the visiting team have won the kickoff and they're kicking towards the SMRE. The ground, well, there's a huge amount of supporters coming behind us to try and get to take their seats. Well, we've got a good crowd here this afternoon. Sunday afternoon, games underway here. SE Live is always brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army, brothers and sisters and revolution groups around the world, and all our favourite people that provide very good beverage in the Manchester region. As the visitors on the left-hand side with that man himself, Richards, wearing an orange boot and a green boot. That's just disgraceful behaviour. Is the ball with David Lynch, the skipper, 10 yards inside FC's half, being hustled and bustled, looking for some support. Plays a 1-2. It's a nice football down the left, and here's an opportunity for the visitors early on. The ball chipped towards the back post. It's a decent ball as well. It evades two FC players, but falls for Nathan Lowe. Lowe down to the byline, does well there, but intercepted, and a goal kick is the result of that. Now, Nathan Lowe's first touch was decent. He thought he got past Corbett, and I think if you're going to wear a green kit like they are and wearing orange boots, does not go. Are they all colour blind? Is that the problem that we have with footballers nowadays, or are they paid to wear that atrocity of a footwear?
They must be paid.
It might be. Yeah, it's a goal kick to FC United of Manchester. People all around us still. Charlie Anderson to our left hand side, the retired footballer, and now the agent of several FC United players, is the ball on the halfway line, won by Lowe. The ball played out to this right hand side, an opportunity now. So he makes some yardage for Smith. Smith plays a nice ball, but intercepted well by Corbett. Corbett's strength. I thought it was a fair challenge between him and Jack Simpson, but the referee suggested that Simpson had actually pulled him down. And it is a throw-in to, a goal kick to, or free kick even indeed, to FC United of Manchester. He's a big unit, is Jack Simpson, isn't he? Big, strong fella. But it was a battle won by Corbett, the free kick. It's going to be hit to this near right-hand side. It's high in the air. Up goes Corbett. He should win that header. He does. He flicks it on. McCarthy needs to gamble in the penalty area there. The ball comes across his midfield. Back to McCarthy. McCarthy got a sight of goal. No, he hasn't. Two players around him, and they nullify it. And, McCarthy really should have just gambled there a little bit earlier than he did, but the ball did fall fortuitously to him, and couldn't get his shot away there, Emily.
No, they did well, Southport. They got around him very, very quickly, got men back into the box, and made it very difficult for McCarthy for any manoeuvre.
Well, it's Billy Priestley now. That's a very familiar name. Billy Priestley, the first FC United Manchester captain, who broke his collarbone in the opening game against the Liam RMI all those years ago, but not the same one. He's retired from football now, as you're probably aware. As Kieran Glynn, two players upon him, and McCarthy loses out, and Lowe now, he'll have a point to prove this afternoon. It's a decent ball, but needs to be dealt with by Sam Baird, and Baird did the right thing there, because Gilchrist was on his shoulder, and he clears his lines. It's a throw into the visitors. They've started off slightly more sprightly than FC, a team who have had turmoil for the vast majority of the season, but a great result against Chorley, giving a little bit of a lift, and they have an opportunity with a long throw from Josh Hine. Josh Hine of he's been everywhere. Hine is a good player as well. The ball comes across. It was a good throw in, and it came off Corbett's head. He didn't really make contact with it. It came off his head, and it fell kindly for FC's goalkeeper. And then, the ball given away from FC United. It was a very quick throw out, actually, from Alisson. He played its court to Senior. Senior was closed down, and he just had to hit the ball long, and it falls favourably. And it's John Worsnop in goal now. Short-sleeved, John Worsnop. Southport hits the ball long, left-hand side. They try and find the head of a Southport player. They win the first header. Second ball, though, won by Irwin. Irwin then played it to Greaves. And now the ball back. Initially should have been with Greaves, but the ball was poor from Senior. He's had a good few games as Senior. Is now the ball with Morgan. There's a lovely ball. It's an offside decision, though, against Gilchrist. He hasn't heard the whistle, and eventually he does, and it is a throw-in. I keep saying throw-in. That's going to be my undoing today, isn't it? It's going to be a free kick to FC United of Manchester, and I just need to relax a little bit.
They did well there, the defence for FC, you know, looking along the line, stepping up, communicating, making sure, because we know what Gilchrist can do ourselves. We've seen him many times, and if we allow him a bit of space in behind us, he can really punish us. So they need to work well as a unit together, and make sure that everybody's stepping up at the right time, and they got it spot on there.
Well, the free kick taken, it's a poor ball, is headed on by Hine on the halfway line. Up goes Sam Baird, makes a nuisance for himself there, but the ball played over the top, and it should be comfortable for Allenson. He was marshalled well, though, by Kay.
We've had a first correction of the afternoon from Scarf. Not Billy Priestley Swamper. It was Billy McCartney, our first skipper.
Billy McCartney, yeah. Sorry, I do apologise.
I didn't want to spoil his fun.
No, you're right. Billy Priestley was a goalkeeper.
We're Paul having headsets. It's like Dictionary Corner, isn't it, all of a sudden, this end?
It's more like 8 out of 10 cats does countdown. There's a lovely ball there by Corbett. Plays it into... FC's number 10, the ball towards the back post, who's on the end of it. Irwin controls it well, can he get the shot away? No, it's defended well by Richards, but it falls kindly for Glynn. Glynn hits a ball outside of his boot, corner ball, FC United, Manchester, who is aiming for the stocky Scouse number 10, Conor McCarthy there, and good football from FC there.
Yeah, super football, well backed up as well. Great defending initially, as it fell, a lovely touch from Irwin, but fantastic defending, getting on top of him very quickly. But the ball in from Glynn, really testing the defence. You know, when you've got somebody sat on your shoulder, you're really not sure whether to leave it or put something on it.
Well, this corner comes in from Linfield, suddenly in the eyes of the goalkeeper. It's a decent ball, comes across, and it's another corner. It's going to be hard to deal with them because the sun is actually blinding straight into all the faces of all the defenders, and all it needs here is a slight mistake and the ball could be in the back of the net. Plenty of red shirts in there towards the back post. The ball goes and headed away. Good defensive clearance. Glynn goes across to try and win it. And he gets past Lowe, or can he get past Lowe? Cuts inside. Does really well. Plays a nice ball to Irwin within shooting distance. Opens his body. Left footed, gets a shot away. It deflects off another Southport header and another corner to FC United. Good pressure here from the boys. It was patient build up play there and a cultured ball in. And another corner for FC United. Three in a row now. And Linfield, what can he do this time? Looking for Corbett. Ball comes across, it's a decent ball, palmed away. First time shot comes in from Greaves, off the inside of the post and away. How's that not gone in? From 7 yards out, he just had hardly any of the goal to aim for, and he's just smashed it against the post. And from defence to attack, and here comes Nathan Lowe. Simple ball by Lowe, plays it across now to Samson. Samson has an overlap if he requires it. Green booted, puts the ball into the penalty area of the back post, and it's slightly overplayed, and Josh Hines will get the end of that. But that was unlucky there, because of all the places to aim for, it was the right place to go for, the near post, because there was nowhere else to aim for.
He had nothing else, very unsighted. He couldn't have hit the post in that angle if he'd tried.
It hit the inside of the post and went across the goal and evaded everybody, unfortunately. But
it was a fantastic corner from Linfield. You know, we were saying about the conditions here, and if we get a corner on this side, he's put it right on top of the goalkeeper, who's totally unsighted because of the sun. A bit unlucky.
Greaves back defending now as Irwin wins a header. They're in the final third of FC. That ball that was cleared just ended up just near the corner flag for the visitors, and it's Clive Smith with the throw. And FC just not switching on quick enough there. Picked up by Lynch. Lynch plays a ball inside. Nice ball to Morgan. Morgan plays the ball out far left-hand side. Now so from right to left they go. The overlap's there available to them again. Cedar can't close the ball down. It's a ball into the penalty area. It's a poor one. But it's an awkward clearance from Fagbowler. Should have done better there, Fagbowler. And then a poor clearance and header. But picked up by Kieran Glynn. And then bundled down. And good play from Glynn there, because he got himself the free kick. The number 10, a little bit impatient, Jack Sampson there. But as soon as he felt him, he went down, alleviates the pressure, and it remains 0-0. If you just joined us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome to FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army, businesses around the world. Don't forget, 0759 610 4122.
Quick stat for you. 9 changes from the Southport team that played us in August.
There you go. That 3-3 enthralling encounter there. One of the seldom great games we had, but here comes FC United now. Lovely ball inside from Greaves. Ball flicked across there by McCarthy, trying to bring in an FC player into the penalty area. Didn't quite come off for them. And then for some reason, all three FC defenders hold back and allow the visitors to come away with it. And they were all deciding, or one of them should have decided, to go and meet the ball and not let Gilchrist control it without anyone around him. But it comes to nothing. And Irwin on the ball. Plays it to Kay. Kay on the edge of the 18-yard area. Plenty of room to manoeuvre the ball. Plays it out wide, right hand side to Senior. Senior looks up. He's got two players to aim for. One was not Gilchrist. That would have been interesting. One was McCarthy and one was Greaves. But the FC have playing the ball, and back to the goalkeeper they go. And patient play here from FC United of Manchester. nonchalant pass from Allison to Sam Baird, back in the squad this afternoon, and then Irwin with the outside of his boot, he just scuffs the floor, the ball given away, and there's too much room there, but he does brilliantly well to win the ball back. And what FC has thought was going to be a free kick to FC goes the other way. There was a big gaps there, wasn't there? There was a lot of room.
No, like you say, FC with some patient play, you know, knocking it about, getting the foot on the ball. And how they'll open them up.
Good play from Lowe. Lets the ball roll across to Clive Smith-Smith now. Plays it towards where Lowe's going to be. But no communication between those two, and FC can break away with it. Glynn, quick throw to Linfield. Linfield's touch lets him down, but he gets himself another throw there out of nothing, really. Yeah. What? Oh, the referee got that completely wrong, but let's hope it's one of few mistakes the referee's made. But there's a mistake there by the number five, leads it to McCarthy. McCarthy from distance, and it's comfortably saved from Worsnop. But the right idea from McCarthy, just couldn't get any height on it. But it was a dreadful ball on this right hand side, played across goal there, and that should give FC the opportunity and impetus, I think. You know, they're very nervy at the back as they're giving the ball away again, low this time. Picked up by Glynn. Strong challenge on Glynn, and a fair one. But Corbett's back defending in the left back position. Looks for support. He finds it in his goalkeeper. And Allison had to be positive with that clearance, and it was a good clearance, and it'll be a throw into FC United and Manchester.
Yeah, some good play. And like I say, you know, FC need to be alert to these mistakes that are coming in the Southport back four. And really take advantage of them. They're moving the ball around really well. And it's choice of when to speed things up for me. Well,
that's a decent ball there, but not quite met though from McCarthy. And a late challenge from FC United, but they allow play continuing. Here come FC United. Lovely ball to Greaves. Opportunity for Greaves. Yes! 1-0! And it was all Joel Younger, senior there. He slipped a ball through, really. I thought the referee was going to pull it back for a free kick, because FC United and Manchester's Craig Linfield was strong in the challenge. And it was a late challenge, and the ball fell kindly for FC United senior. Senior took on the ball 25 yards out and slipped a lovely ball into the player of the month. And that player of the month happens to be our manager. And it was a lovely deft chip, and it was a goal 102.
And the 50th goal conceded by Southport.
Well, there you go. But a lovely ball by senior there.
Lovely bit of play, perfectly weighted pass from senior onto a fantastic run. And, you know, Tom Greaves only needed to do one thing as the keeper's coming out. No one was going to bet against him. You can see Southport, they're not happy with things. They're all having some big discussions there in the back and with the goalkeeper. They've made a few errors before then, and they weren't tight enough to the players, but credit to FC, they've taken advantage of those. And like you say, Joel Senior with a fantastic ball through, and what a finish.
Well, the ball now with Southport, they've given it away again, and that's what they're doing. They're losing possession too easily, and it was a good chest down there by Greaves, trying to bring in Kieran Glynn. Didn't quite come off him, but there's a ball over the top, and Josh Hine versus FC United and Manchester's core. But that should have been a free kick. Pushing the back by Hine results in a throw in though to the visitors, and they'll have a throw in line with the penalty area, and it'll be a big throw in from Josh Hine. And well, Mr. Oldham, the referee this afternoon, he's sporting a haircut very similar to Action Man. Kind of sort of like, you know, that ginger dusty ball. As the ball comes across, it flicks with the ball to the back post. Who's on the end of it? Needs to be cleared by FC United and Manchester. It's an awkward clearance. Eventually, Corbett gets his left boot and clears his lines, but only as far as Richards. Richards about 15, 20 yards inside the FC half. Not quite sure to go forward or backwards. And he's gone forward. He's done well. But Kieran Glynn's now back defending. He's going to make sure he keeps the ball, and he does really well. Glynn goes one way, goes another way, plays a nice in ball to Fagbowl, who clears his lines. A bit more time Fagbowl had there, but can FC make use of the ball? No, they can't. It was McCarthy, the man who tried to keep it in, but it's a throw in. It's deep in the Southport half with the number six, Billy Priestley. It's a long ball, it's a decent ball, but FC's keeper should come out and gather that. But he can't gather it because it stayed out of the area. He cleared his lines to the halfway line. And the ball now should be picked up by Fagbowl. A late challenge by Fagbowl. A fair one, the referee says. And here comes Kieran Glynn. Man behind him. If he needs a call, plays the ball across towards Greaves. It was a bit fortuitous because it wasn't aimed for him. But Irwin takes over now. FC in their own half. A ball played into Glynn. Glynn's ball the outside of his boot. Looking for a handball, FC United. Not getting it. It's swept up now. And here come Southport down the left hand side. It's a good ball onto the shoulder of Gilchrist. Gilchrist on the outside of the area. Get the ball across to ex-FC United number seven there. He did.
And
he couldn't make use of it, but the ball came to Kieran Glynn, and he did a Cruyff turn, And as he did, he was blocked off. And FC have the free kick. Take it quickly. Glynn on the ball. And lots of room for FC United to work in this midfield. Got to capitalise upon that as a ball in now towards Greaves. Doesn't quite get him. It's defended well by Nathan Sheeran. And FC also playing quite deep and allowing. The ball forced favourably for FC United. It's a late challenge there, but here's an opportunity for the number two now. Smith in the penalty takes it too far. And a goal kick in shoes. And the ball does. It just fell kindly and very fortuitously to Josh Hine, and it was Sam Baird who made the challenge, and it was a fair one because the ball carried on going forward rather than from the side, so you knew he touched the ball, but he took a bit of Josh Hine as well. And the number two, Clive Smith, well, he should have done so much more with that, and he ran the ball out for a goal kick.
Yeah, it was a strange one. I don't think he can really understand it. I mean, it was lucky that it broke to him from the challenge, and he's carried on his run, he's done the right things. I'm not sure what happened in the box, but it should have really been led to a shot at least.
Well, Josh Hine is going to actually leave. The signal's been made, and it remains 0-0 here at Broadhurst Park.
Just to ask you, is that the first time we've taken the lead?
Whatever.
Ever.
I was thinking that myself just now. I'll tell you when the last one was.
That's everyone here. That's our bit from Dictionary Corner. Back over
to you. Thank you very much, yes. as I say, Hine is not going to take any further part in the game. And it was a challenge that needed to be made by Sam Baird. I think Sam Baird's going to go over there and just make sure he's okay. There's no malice in at all.
No,
it was a fair challenge as well.
It was a fair challenge. It was one of them, like you said. He closed the player down, and he needed to make the challenge.
I think it's 9 games since we scored the first goal.
Right, okay. I mean, the one thing you can say about this game, I mean, you guys as well, Southport are full of errors, aren't they? They're full of mistakes.
Well,
you can see it all over the pitch.
You can see why they conceded 50 goals.
Yeah, they are full of mistakes all over. They don't look comfortable, and too many mistakes have already been made by them.
You know, it's important that FC recognise that, the players out there recognise that, and start putting a bit more pressure on. I think we're sitting deep, and we're looking after the ball when we've got it. But that can always, you know, when we're playing the possession game in our own half, it can always lead to mistakes of our own or encouraging the opposition to step up. I think we've got that much space in that midfield area with Glynn and Irwin. I think they can be afforded to push on a bit more. We've got a lot of Steve Irwin playing in front of the defence, and I think he can push up, and we can really get something more out of this game.
I think exactly right, everything you said there. FC United, for me, need to be playing a little bit more pace in the final third more, rather than those gaps appearing we've seen, and take advantage of those and get 2 or 3 nil up at half time, and that's what we need to do, because there are goals, we know, in the likes of Gilchrist. But FC United take advantage. There's a free kick, though, conceded by McCarthy just over the halfway line. But I concur with everything you said, Emily. I think exactly what we need to do is not be as deep as we are at this moment in time, and letting them come on with the ball. Because if you play the ball over the shoulder with the likes of Gilchrist,
he's got one opportunity that he needs.
And that's all he needs, really, as the ball just about stays in play. And Irwin now, loads of room, good manoeuvring work there from on the right-hand side from Linfield. Up, and the ball comes out, and it's a poor ball given away, but there's Senior, he wins the first challenge, wins the first ball, loses out the second, but Irwin's back there picking up the scraps, plays it to McCarthy. McCarthy's touch lets him down, but he's going to chase it down, put the pressure on Priestley, who clears his lines, and a free kick again conceded by FC United and Manchester McCarthy. Referee's going to have a quick word in there, I think, for maybe 2 challenges in the last few minutes. And well, they were trying and hoping to bring on Josh Hine back on, but is he going to be coming back on? He looks like he's stretching out, isn't he? Well, he's taking his shin pads off, so I don't think he can be, can he? That's an interesting one. He's not been allowed back onto the pitch, or the referee said he can come back on the pitch.
Has he been told the shin pads have to stay on?
But he's down again, and I don't understand what's going on here. It's a player down.
They're trying to get the game stopped so they can make the substitution, aren't they?
Well, we're waiting for the referee to make this change. The player has gone back down. The thing is, he was off the pitch.
Yeah. I couldn't wait.
I saw the referee signal that he could come back on, so he came on and sat down. an interesting one, because he could have, when that free kick was taken, they could have made a substitution if they wanted to, but chose not to. Bradley Jackson is the man coming on, and we've got not so loud and clear in South London. Managed to hear the goal, though. Happy New Year to you guys, and keep up the good work. Shout out to those in warmer climes. That's from Dave in the smoke.
For Southport, coming off number 11, Josh Hine, is being replaced by number 12, Bradley Jackson.
Well, Josh Hine, I'm right, I said he was at Chorley, wasn't he, Josh Hine?
Yeah, he's been around a bit. He's scored against, he's been at Salford as well.
That's right, yes. A good player as well, to be honest. As FC United on the halfway line now, is a header on from Linfield. Goes straight out for a throw-in. Good crowd here this afternoon, all four corners of the ground. Supporters there, enjoying the game. Those on the far side probably enjoying the last bits of sun that we have here this afternoon, this Sunday. I think a few more games will be either Friday or Sunday coming up in the coming months, just with the situation we have with Manchester City not being able to play on the same day. I think the Chorley game possibly is in doubt as well. That may be a Sunday or a Friday.
Stockport, I think.
Stockport could be. Well, Stockport's also an FA Cup day, the 27th of February. Depends if Stockport have gone any further in the competition. But it was a poor... Oh, sorry, Manchester City, you've got any further the competition. Do apologise, yeah.
You're making us think there.
Yes, that's poor bit of play from FC United. They're giving the ball away. The ball's on the halfway line, and it's hit from this right-hand side to the far side, and that's woeful.
But fortunately, they're giving it back. So.
It's not living up to... He's not a quality game as of yet. FC are winning by 1-0, which is fine. We've been so used to these pulsating games and comebacks and goals and, you know... pace and power and panache, all the three P's, and at the moment Kieran Glynn does really well there on the ball. He plays a nice ball up to the feet of McCarthy, holds the ball well, can't afford to lose it there, but he does lose it there, and that's where he's got to be stronger. And we've seen him in the last few three or four games being stronger, as the ball far left hand side now with Lynch plays the ball over the top. Control is a poor one by Gilchrist, and Senior can come away with it. Senior now over the halfway line, he hits the ball the outside of his boot. That's a great ball towards FC United's manager, doesn't quite get off on the end of it, and they can clear the lines, but it's a poor clearance and it falls fortuitously. And here comes Nathan Lowe. Lowe plays a ball with no real purpose. It has to be dealt with though by FC, and it is dealt with by Sam Baird. And Lowe back on the ball. 1-2 again, miscommunication between the visiting team, but they come away with it now. Smith on the halfway line, right hand side, cuts inside, runs out of pitch, and throw in to FC United of Manchester. They're just on a different... They seem to be on different wavelengths, the entire Southport team.
Yeah.
They look like a team of strangers.
They do, don't they?
Which is not surprising considering the changes they've made over the last few weeks.
But that great result they've had against Chorley, you know, you'd have thought that's going to galvanise them, and a team that have had such a poor season then start, you know, got scalper, a good quality team, has good challenge there from FC United of Manchester. And ball kept in play wonderfully from... Kieran Glynn, he goes past one with ease to Corbett, and free kick to FC United of Manchester. Linfield did well there. I mean, he should have let the ball roll across him so he could have actually moved the ball on, but he kept back and cut back on inside of himself, and it's a free kick to FC United of Manchester. We've played 22 minutes of this game. It's 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. Tom Greaves, the goal scorer, the provider, young Joel Senior, and that is really the only thing separated the two teams. FC United are the dominant force in this game, but it's not a particularly good game at this moment in time. But who cares? We're winning 1-0. As the ball now is Senior. Senior's control lets him down. He passes it actually to the chest of Jack Sampson, and then they can clear the lines with Richards. There's a poor clearance, and brave play there by Kieran Glynn, and brave play by FC United of Manchester's, is it Sam Baird, going for that ball and winning that ball, and a little bit afters. And it is a free kick to FC United of Manchester. So your thoughts, Emily, before this free kick goes in?
Yeah, no, they're handling themselves well, FC, but the pace of the game, it's a little bit too slow. And I think that was okay at the start when you play yourself into the game. But now FC can afford to up that.
Well, this free kick comes. It's a decent ball near post. It flicks across one player, ends on the edge of the area with Corbett. Corbett's control is, Platini-esque. But then the ball given away and allows... The home team, and there's going to be a yellow card, but the poor offside decision, and there will be a yellow card for Senior, and the referee does right there, to be honest, because Senior took out Nathan Lowe and tried to evade and stop the breakaway, and did enough. The ball was actually played, and it was an offside ball, but the referee's brought it back. And I think Senior will find him very lucky not to have been given a yellow card there.
Yeah, certainly, especially, you know, they were they were men over. They certainly had a strong attack there.
Well, good pressurising from FC, and the ball all the way back to John Worsnop. Worsnop on the ball, plays out left-hand side to Priestley. Priestley looking for some support. It'll be a long left-footed boot, will it? No, he plays it out left to Richards. Richards now plays the ball inside to Lynch. Lynch looking for some support. Finds Gilchrist. Gilchrist ball back to the halfway line for David Morgan. Morgan's ball is poor, intercepted well by Irwin. And Irwin plays a lovely, delightful ball right-hand side, brought and controlled well by McCarthy. McCarthy now looks for some support. Finds Kieran Glynn. Looking for more support, FC United. Glynn on the ball. Him versus Lowe. Well, there's only one player winning that battle of the number sevens, and that's FC United. Says now, here comes Corbett down the left-hand side. Does really well, Corbett. Into the penalty area he goes. Trying to get the ball across field. Corner ball, okay. FC.
Well done.
And, well, we'll have this corner, and then we'll bring James Quinn in. We can never leave it on a corner. That's the rule.
A good strong run that from Corbett. You could see him looking to try and release the ball earlier, but he saw the space in front of him, and he's forced that ball, forced that corner, and this is a great position.
Well, while we have this sun, let's take advantage of it. Plenty of shirts need to be on the goalkeeper, but let's not give the referee the opportunity to blow for a free kick against Worsnop. He's not the tallest of goalkeepers, but he's got great agility. The ball towards the back post. Oh, that's a wasted ball this time by Linfield. And with that, I will hand you over to the dulcet tones of James H. Quinn.
Yeah, disappointing corner there, especially after the first few that he's sent in. He's really troubled the goalkeeper with them, and he should be doing better from that angle.
Yes, thank you, Emily. And if you just joined us, FC United 1, Southport 0. Tom Greaves with the goal for FC United after 12 minutes. A beautiful assist through ball from Joel Senior. FC now have it. Conor McCarthy plays inside to Glynn. Glynn can't quite control it. And Billy Priestley will clear for the visitors. And for the visitors, there's been a substitution injury to Josh Hine, and he's been replaced by Brad Jackson. So, FC United looking good this afternoon. Big game for both sides. FC 3 points ahead of Southport in the table. FC 5 points off the drop zone. And very important for FC to continue this good run of form they've had. Although it has been a good run, FC still... not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination. As Southport play it downfield, Greaves is back defending, hooks it away. That'll be a throw into Southport, which Clive Smith will take. I beg your pardon, Nathan Sheeran. He will surrender duties to Clive Smith. Number two on the halfway line, right-hand side for Southport in this green and white hoops, green shorts, green socks with a white trim. And down the line it goes. Baird in today, following the departure of Walker to Salford, and that's an attempted through ball there from Linfield, but it's cut out. And now Caleb Richards under pressure, and skipper Lynch there. Now to Morgan, David Morgan under pressure from Irwin, out there to Richards. Richards over halfway, and plays it back now to David Morgan. Morgan looking for options ahead of him, about 35 yards out, plays it forward to Lynch. Now he'll try and spread this out to the left-hand side. And FC are ganging up there to stop the cross coming in, but it comes in low now, and Gilchrist! And, well, that was a beautiful, beautiful cross. Gilchrist was first to react. And I think, in fact, Allinson definitely got a hand to it because of the corner ball. And FC caught sleeping a bit there, Emily.
Yeah, they certainly were. We were talking about the pace of the game, how it's dropped, and this is exactly what can happen. You know, you can get yourself caught just off guard a little bit. It was a fantastic ball in because it was so low and just in behind the defence. Gilchrist pouncing, but a fantastic save. It was a reaction save right down at his feet.
So, corner ball. Nathan Lowe with it for Southport. And it comes and, Allinson caught it then, was barged there. I think it was Sheeran, quite blatantly. And it'll be a free kick to FC United. But a warning sign there for FC United. They know all about... Gilchrist, and we could have leveled there for Southport, but for the superb reaction of Lloyd Allinson in the FC goal. 1-0 still to the home side, and it's a beautiful afternoon here. It's a cold afternoon here at Broadhurst Park, but beautiful clear afternoon. The view of the of Lancashire, far into Lancashire beyond us at the other side of the ground. But Linfield now, heavy touch there, and Nathan Lowe wins it, and Morgan tries a speculative shot. And he's given the free kick there, referee. I think it was Lowe was caught there by Linfield. And eventually the ball will come back. But Southport have just looked the better side in the last 5 minutes or so. And FC just need to regain the initiative. Had a very strong start to the game. Got the lead. Now Nathan Lowe will take this free kick for about 40 yards out. Plenty of green and white shirts ahead of him. Plays a low one in, cut out by Steve Irwin, nodded on by Craig Linfield. McCarthy on the turn. And Lowe just caught in there, very subtle. I think he hoped to get away with that, but the referee just saw it. It's a very gentle tug there. No, Sunbed. We're saying young Sunbed, part of a defensive three at the back, and Zach Corbett has gone out to the left flank. Now Irwin plays it forward. Now Craig Linfield loses possession. Cleared there. Now Sam Baird heads it back towards the Southport danger zone. And it's hoofed away there by Brad Jackson, the substitute. Now then, Scott Kay controls it nicely on his chest. Halfway line in the centre circle. Nice ball out to Joel Senior. He'll bring it forward. He's got Sampson for company. And now plays it back though to Baird. Baird will play this out to Kieran Glynn. Kieran Glynn now under a little bit of pressure from Gilchrist. Now back to Baird there as FC trying to build patiently from the back. Square ball to Scott Kay. Scott Kay, part of a three-man defence today, and that's a Senior. Plays it through Greaves. Can't quite get on the end of it, but gets a second bite of the cherry and plays it to Senior, who'll play a nice ball forward, but it's easily dealt with now by Priestley. It goes only as far as Linfield, who tries the cross, and it'll be a corner ball to FC United.
Good bit of play that from FC, like you say, nice and patient, passing it. What's happening is Southport are dropping right behind the ball, and so FC are trying to encourage them to come out, like just passing it across the back line, the defence. There's a few times where they may be taking one too many passes and just be a bit more direct.
So Linfield now with this corner right-hand side outswinger. Baird, not the tallest of centre-halves, he's the one who gets there but can't really control the header. It goes over the bar for a goal kick. And just in case any of the listeners have missed it, Tom Walker played so well against Salford City that they bought him. And well, they didn't buy him, they didn't have to buy him, he wasn't under contract, so they secured his services. Good luck to Tom Walker going full time, but just shows you don't play too well against your wealthy opponents, as a goal kick is taken by John Worsner, one of three ex-FC players in the Southport lineup today. Fouled by Scott Kay, one of those who went for the ball fairly, but just a bit of contact there with Gilchrist, who's complaining. Thinks Scott Kay rather left one on in there, but the referee happy just to award the free kick and take no further action. So free kick about 35 yards out, and options ahead. I think it's Nathan Lowe once more, now in a Southport player, transferred early in the season, not long after that wonderful 3-3 draw at Southport between the two sides. Now then, in comes Nathan Lowe, chips it invitingly. It's a great ball in. Brad Jackson got on the end of it, couldn't do better, and that was a fine ball from Lowe. And well, Jackson, well, he probably just couldn't get the control he needed, but he had a real chance there.
Yeah, he really should be doing a lot better there, really testing the goalkeeper. It was so far too easy for Arlington just to pick up and collect. It's a warning sign again. They've played a couple of good balls into the box, and FC not tight enough on their players, not marking closely enough and allowing them to get away in behind.
And is that partly as a result of a rearranged back four? Still, Hughes still out. Corbett,
yeah, potentially
shift out to
not
left.
Knowing what their role is, but it should be quickly, you know, it's quick to reorganise, and it's just a bit of communication and making sure that everybody's picked up their players and there's nobody free. It's just looking around.
Sam Baird wearing that number 5 shirt, and long overdue, some would say, for Sam Baird to get a crack.
Yeah, he's doing really well today. He's had a couple of tests, you know, long balls over the top, and he's dealt with them really well. He's kept tight to his players. He's put in some fantastic challenges that could have led to other opportunities for Southport today.
Still 1-0 FC United lead. Tom Greaves, 12 minutes. Now then, headed in by Zach Corbett, nicely headed inside there. Now taking towards the byline is Tom Greaves. He cuts inside, and good recovery from Clive Smith there deals with it, and that's charged down his clearance by a Linfield throw in to Southport just a few yards from the corner flag. Smith will take this. Morgan there trips over the ball a little bit and then recovers, and he's getting himself in a bit of a tangle here, Morgan, but just about escapes the attentions of FC, and now Southport will bring it forward from the back. Smith with the clearance, long ball forward, Scott Kay in position does well. Second ball won by Nathan Lowe, though he'll spread out to the right hand side, and a decent tackle from Corbett that will be given as a free kick. He got the ball first to get the man. This seems like a harsh booking to me, Emily. He got the ball first, but you think
the angle in which that he's approached a player, I think Nathan Lowe had the advantage there. He was past the player, and he's coming in, although it's from the side, he's almost behind him.
So unwise challenge then?
Yeah, I don't think he needed to dive in. They'd done well there, the defence. You know, Scott Kay had come over and they were squeezing him into the corner. He didn't really have anywhere to go. He didn't need to make that challenge at that time. He could have just led him further down the line and dealt with him.
So, Nathan Lowe once again. He produced a wonderful free kick a few moments ago. Now this is from the right-hand side. Just level with the 18-yard line here. Lots and lots of green and white shirts up to get on the end of this as Lowe puts it. It's another good-looking ball. It shaves the head of one of the Southport players and goes out for a goal kick to FC United. But good delivery again from Lowe.
Yeah, he's starting to find his eye with those set plays. He's had a couple now where he's picking his targets very well, making it difficult for FC to defend.
So, will be a goal kick, which Allenson will be preparing to take. And 1-0 FC lead. Cold, crisp day here, but a beautiful one. And so far, so good for FC United. Allenson's goal kick. Now Lowe picks it up midfield, about 10 yards inside FC half, but then miscommunication there. I think he hoped that Gilchrist would be starting a run, but he wasn't, and that will just roll out for a goal kick.
Yeah, I think he was conscious of being stood in an offside position. He wasn't expecting the ball quite as early.
But Lowe, looking good today for the visitors. A few old faces from the FC alumni lined up alongside us.
Kay and McCarthy are ex-Southport as well.
Ah, and that's cleared there. Fag bowler up. And FC losing possession midfield there. Brad Jackson slides it back to Smith. Just inside his own half is Smith. Plays it forward. Baird will get on the end of this just outside the 18-yard box. Just sweeps up and it's a throw into Southport. Just what 20 yards from the corner flag on the right hand side. Clive Smith, the man who will take this one. Smith gets the ball back from Lowe. Lowe has it now right on the touchline, plays it back to Smith. Smith chips it forward. Brad Jackson will pursue, but Irwin does ever so well there, wins the ball. But Jackson snapping at his heels here, and Irwin having a bit of a battle to deal with this here. Good work, really good work, but he gets it away in the end. Now it's Caleb Richards, slow, good work from him, but Baird will cut this out. Weak clearance there. Clive Smith doesn't control the ball very well, keeps the ball play just about. McCarthy wins it off him though, and now it's Linfield, well, too strong. That was intended for Greaves, but much too much on it, and easy for Worsnop. Plays it forward now, Billy Priestley. Now it's Nathan Lowe, so much going through him now for Southport. Just about 10 yards inside his own half. Sweeping ball out to the right-hand side to Smith. Smith on the, hugging the touchline, gives it back to Sheeran. Sheeran now plays it back to Skipper Lynch. And Lynch spreads it out to the left-hand side to Caleb Richards. Southport's turn to be patient now. Priestley. Square ball to Sheeran, deep inside their own half, but now they bring it forward. Sheeran chips it out to the right-hand side. Smith beats the offside trap, brings it into the area now. Smith, low cross in. Good positioning from Baird, but second ball picked up by Jackson for Southport. Now it's Lowe. Lowe tries to sweep it across. He's still battling away and wins a corner. Southport definitely with the initiative in this game at the moment, Emily.
Yeah, certainly they're finding a lot of space and getting in behind the defence. They're passing the ball around quite nicely, and they're changing the pace at the right times as well. You know, they've been patient in the back and then increasing the pace in the final third.
So, Nathan Lowe with the corner. as Southport look to get on terms here. Allinson comes in.
Well claimed.
And we'll clear this first time. He'll try and find Conor McCarthy. He'll battle with Richards there. But Sheeran has also stayed back. A bit of a curious header back there. McCarthy keeper has to go right out to the corner flag, really, to hoof that out for a throw-in. Good work from McCarthy there. Good pressing.
Yeah, good. Something out of nothing.
Now then, Linfield. Cross ball. That's going to be too high there. Frustration for Tom Greaves, who is waiting. Maybe better options there for Linfield. And throw into Southport just by the corner flag.
Yeah, they're playing themselves into a little bit of trouble sometimes, FC. They're not helping each other out. You know, they're trying to rush the clearance. I think Allinson there, he claimed the ball so well on that corner. He had time to just, you know, hold on to it and give FC a chance to push up.
So Zach Corbett heads that. But that will go out for a goal kick to Southport. FC United 1, Southport 0. And we play 41 minutes here. National League North action for you this afternoon, coming from FCM Radio, sponsored by ConstructiveCoding.com and you, the Armchair Army. Good to have your company this afternoon. A win for FC will raise them back to 13th. They could win, I think, by three goals. Then they could go up to the heady heights of 12th. Kieran Glynn in plays it back to Allinson. Allinson rolls this out to Baird. Baird with a number 5 on his back for FC United. Looks, surveys the terrain ahead of him. And then plays a ball. Nice ball through there. Linfield in the centre circle. Tries to slide that out for Zach Corbett, but it's cut out by Smith. And Morgan sweeps up, plays it back to John Worsnop in the Southport goal. He spreads it out to Caleb Richards, left-hand side. Richards back to Priestley. Priestley forward to Morgan. Now midway inside his own territory, Morgan plays it forward low with his back to goal, close to the halfway line, and well, that was intended for Clive Smith, but not on the same wavelength there, the fullback. And Allinson picks it up and rolls it out to Scott Kay, playing in a defensive role this afternoon. And Scott Kay moving forward, played back to well, FC losing possession there. Nathan Lowe, an important interception by Irwin, but Lowe gets it back now. Tries to spread it out now. And it's Sampson. Sampson with a low ball across, and Brad Jackson within millimetres of putting that in. It was maybe just a bit too much pace on the cross there from Sampson, but really so close. And three times now since FC went ahead, a Southport have come so close to equalising. And FC, just you feel, just need to get a bit of a grip on this ball in midfield. Nathan Lowe controlling a lot. What's going on in centre field for Southport? And FC's lead won't last much longer if the pattern of the game continues in this way.
No, you're exactly right. You know, we started the game off so well, and we were controlling the midfield because we had so much space. But now we've dropped really deep. You know, we've got all of the defence and the midfield are dropping far too deep for me, and that's allowing Nathan Lowe to have more control of the game, and he is starting to dictate things, and Southport are coming in very strong.
Lynch spreads this out to the right hand side.
Another example of how the players are finding the space. You know, they're bringing it wide, they're switching the play very well, and it's all just to do with the positioning of where FC United are. We need to just start pushing out more. As soon as we've got the ball, let's push on, put Southport under pressure and start playing the ball more in their half rather than ours.
Nathan Lowe, Morgan, square ball, but goes rather behind Sampson there. Sampson, who created that opportunity a few moments ago. Now it's Caleb Richards, left-hand side. And plays it inside now. Sampson on the turn. Plays it back out to Caleb Richards. Caleb Richards now close to the corner flag. Gives it back to Sampson. Patient football from Southport. Lynch. Decent pressing from FC United. And in the end, that yields dividends now. McCarthy, he plays it back, intended for Glynn. And in the end, FC just have to clear it. FC, twice in the last few moments, they've lost possession when they've had it comfortably in midfield. And that's adding to this problem of Southport being able to get the ball back and mount another offensive. And that's for Gilchrist, but he's just stepped offside. And it'll be a free kick to FC United. Just FC United just need to get hold of the ball for a minute or two, don't they?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's when we win the possession in defence, we're not fast enough attacking. We're not fast enough getting in those forward positions and really pushing on. We're playing a lot of square balls, a lot of balls coming back, and that just encourages Southport to keep pushing on. And so then we haven't got the options ahead of us, so we are losing possession. So it's a matter of just being a bit quicker to move forwards.
Allinson with the free kick, easily won by Clive Smith. Nathan Lowe hoofs it on, and Baird under a bit of pressure from Gilchrist, but throw into FC United. But we should remember FC are ahead. 12th minute goal from Tom Greaves.
45 minutes are just about up.
And we'll just wait for the ball. There'll probably be 2 or 3 minutes with that injury. The physio was on early. 3 minutes, in
the
fact.
The referee is indicating there'll be a minimum of 3 minutes added time. 3 minutes added time.
So Clive Smith with the throw-in now, inside his own half, and now Sheeran brings it forward, chips it forward there, and it's again, it's a wasteful ball, that, from the Southport centre-half. And FC, now this is a chance for them to just gain possession and keep possession for a minute or two. Kay spreads it out to Joel Senior, who brings it infield along the halfway line. And Senior, a bit of space opens up in front of him, square ball to Kieran Glynn. Zach Corbett made a run there, which was ignored by Glynn. And now it's Sam Baird on the halfway line. Ooh, almost gets himself to trouble. Nathan Lowe pressing well. Now it's Fagbola. Now out to Scott Kay. Scott Kay to Kieran Glynn. Inside his own half. Square ball to Baird. And FC just keeping the ball for a moment. That's not much penetration, but shows a bit of patience and just wanting to take the sting out of the game, I suppose, for a moment or two, as Kieran Glynn plays it out nicely. Left-hand side, Zach Corbett, first-time ball. McCarthy almost gets the ball inside. Now it's Linfield. Linfield now, oh, heavy touch from Kieran Glynn. Southport can clear. Gilchrist hits the hand of Irwin, but definitely was a ball to hand there. And now it's Fagbola on the halfway line for FC United. And we're about midway inside the 3 minutes of added time. FC United 1, Southport 0. And FC perhaps with a mindset of let's what we've got, let's hold on to that now. After sort of seeing off the pressure from Southport in the final phase of this first half. Now it's Sam Baird. Baird. And FC just showing a bit of savvy here. Played forward there. Oh, but having said that, McCarthy loses possession, and now Morgan, as they try and break it, a foul there, clumsy I think from Irwin there, kind of rather ran into Morgan and gave Southport this opportunity here with a free kick round about the halfway line, and Morgan just takes it back to Sheeran. Thought he might have pumped that forward there, Morgan, but now it's with Lynch, back to Priestley to Morgan on the turn, got good pressing from Irwin, but they still have it. Lynch plays it forward, and Sampson now back with Priestley, and that's a good looking ball from Priestley out to the right hand side to Clive Smith by the corner flag. Can Southport find one last opportunity to equalise here? They win a corner, and FC a little bit of defending to do in the fag end of this first half, and really will not want to concede an equaliser. Nathan Lowe, the man. Well, he's looked very good this afternoon, Nathan Lowe, the former FC man. And he plays it to Clive Smith, and, well, now he's got it back as Nathan Lowe. Nathan Lowe takes it to the byline. Good work there from Irwin. And that will be a goal kick. Well, Lowe doesn't like that decision, but and he's getting the bird from the SMRE for his protestations. And FC in no hurry to take this goal kick. Players just running away from the ball. And I suppose sometimes in football, Emily, you've got to think that way. You've got to think, look, we're 1-0 up. We've taken a little bit of a battering last 15 minutes. Let's just go in with that advantage.
Yeah, I think it's sensible. I think that's something that they've started to learn and trust each other as well. They are keeping the possession well when they've got it. They're passing it around. They're playing for time when it's necessary. And like you say, yeah, we've allowed Southport to play themselves back into this game, and we've given them too much of an opportunity from the start of the game where we were in total control.
Linfield, not beg your pardon, Emily, but there goes, sorry, yep. Please carry on, that's half time, please carry on.
Yeah, so, you know, to soak up the pressure and to ensure that we're not making any mistakes and allowing Southport to take advantage of the possession that they've had. It was, they played out that second half quite sensibly.
First half, quite sensibly.
But I think they could do a lot better against this side. I think the way that we started the game, it was important for us to get our foot on the ball, pass it around, get used to playing with one another. And I think it showed that Southport were a little bit edgy. They were making a lot of mistakes. And we should have really capitalised on that a little bit more by upping the tempo when we were on top. And we should have upped the tempo and gone ahead. But a good performance overall.
So FC half of two halves, really. FC dominating the first period, 1-0 up. But Southport coming back, we're not able to equalise, so we'll leave you here. Everything interestingly poised here at Broadhurst Park. Half-time score of FC United and Manchester 1, Southport 0.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome back to Broadhurst Park. You're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Half time here, and it's currently 1-0 to FC United. And we're now joined by Stato Paul, who still remains with us here in Dictionary Corner, and joining us now for his bit of half-time chatter, Simon Walker. Be at ease, sir, it's Woodzo. Hello Woodzo, how are you?
Oh dear.
Sorry, I've not got your jingle sorted, by
the way. No, that's, oh my word, what have you done there?
Go on, sorry.
It's like the PA then, where I nearly blew my ears out. I think at this point you asked me a question.
Okay, well, all
questions.
You had to do is say thank you.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to be back.
Yes, well, it is. You know, it's always a chore, never a pleasure, you know that.
Now, James just signed off there by saying it was a first half of two halves. FC United doing really well in the first 25 minutes or so. Then the game kind of... You play walking football, don't you?
I've not done it for a long time, no.
But it was at that kind of pace, wasn't it?
It's the slowest game I've seen in a long time. It's bizarre. It's like you say, we started off really well. And we're not playing badly. But we've just decided that, you know what we'll do? We'll just play it at our own pace, which is, in a way, quite good. We feel confident enough that we can dictate it, but we're only 1-0 up. It's not really... And we've not got the space in the game to do that.
And the stat is, it's our first time
we've... First time in nine games we've scored first. So I think
that's nailed down.
I think the team are learning how to handle an early lead.
Well, maybe that's what it is.
It's like a journey into the unknown almost.
And as a result, the crowd now as well, it's very subdued here this afternoon. And that's because...
It's weird, yeah.
It is a bit odd because I don't think everyone knows what to make of it, because we are sitting on the lead. They have created a few half chances.
Well, what about the last few minutes there? We're just knocking it. It was very Liverpool getting... You can imagine it being like in some sort of like against Dynamo Minsk in the early 80s in the European Cup, and
keep ball.
You know, just keeping the ball. And
I can understand that close to half time.
Yeah. I mean,
but after the restart, then we expect a bit more dynamism.
Yeah. It was a conscious decision that SC made, because there was times about 25 minutes in where Tom Greaves suddenly started playing left wing and supporting Corbett. Whether they've identified something during that half.
They're getting in behind Zach a lot, aren't they? So,
but we made that conscious decision to change things around and play a bit more defensive, and well, as a result, it's 1-0. The game is fine. That's all we can say, really.
Right, where's the sandwiches?
Thank you.
I mean, Swampy just said to me when he was going off then that you know, if we'd have played with the usual pace we've been playing the last few weeks, we probably would have scored a couple of goals, or at least made some more chances. a few things I like in the half. I think McCarthy's done really well. I think the work rate, I mean, one thing you could probably have levelled at him.
Lazy.
He was lazy in the past. The last few matches, since before Christmas, I'd say the second half, spending more, I'm possibly in the game before that. That's no, because that
was
Murray.
Is this the genius of the communication side of the club, where it's been let known for the past month, a striker's coming. Yeah. And a league's work coming.
Maybe. But his work rate's been fantastic, and, you know, we were saying half-time at Spennymoor when he didn't have a... Yeah, well, it must be the second half of Spennymoor, because the first half he was abject, weren't he? And we were saying then, what's his best role? And I think there was another move, I sort of pinpointed it then, the one good thing he did in the first half of Spennymoor, he pulled out wide and put a ball. He's done it a couple of times. He's got out wide of the box and put the ball across.
Because the alternative is the black hole of Padiham.
Well,
yes.
Well,
or Rami, or somewhere.
And that would lead me to a point I was thinking of making to you at half time, but then his performance kind of deteriorated as FC United went back, and that's not his fault.
Yeah,
that's
Linfield. Yeah.
And Linfield's one of these players. I mean, I saw Marine a couple of times last season, and he was at Marine, but he wasn't featuring. He was on the substitutes bench a lot of the time, or wasn't even making the squad. Yet his performances in the last month and the first 20 minutes of this game, it's a weird one, isn't it? Players just suit certain clubs, and that's what we're seeing from Linfield at the moment.
You might be right, and there's two players, him being one of them, and then one of the players on the other team, your friend, who are playing today. Linfield's playing at time that second half of the first half, like after the first 20-25 minutes, in like how Lowell used to play. Where he's trying the whole to use the FC phrase, the H ball.
That's a lot. Huge ball, everybody. Well, that was favourite at school.
With the huge ball, yeah. And with Linny, to be fair, there's been a couple of times where actually, you know what? If it's just been slightly better ball, it's a great ball in. But because you know what you like we said enough times last season with Nathan, that when it comes off, it's a great ball. When it doesn't come off, you're in trouble because you're giving it away. And that's a couple of times with Linfield. But a couple of things I was going to say before, but McCarthy, the other good thing I liked tactically wise, and it's gone now because the sun's gone in. But we were getting a few corners on this side, and we were sticking him right under Warsnip's nose with it, because he's not wearing a cap, and these corners, the sun was right in his eyes. I just wish we'd made a little bit more of them.
Some people were saying that in comments, you wanted that we need to have a few more corners dipped in into that near post.
But we were doing it anyway. I mean, he flapped at one where Greaves had the shot that was clearly just, it was blocked on the line by a massive, but it could be blocked by anybody because there's some massive bodies.
And obviously, there's been the other thing we have to mention is as well. It feels like a broken record, but this is a relatively new team we're playing.
Southport have been going for years now.
I'm talking about having Sam Baird.
He used to be in the leagues and everything.
Having Sam Baird in the back three.
Oh, right,
with Corbett out left, it doesn't give you that kind of Walker-esque.
Well, that's where a lot of the pace has gone at the team. Yeah, because we've lost Tom Walker, and we've lost that impetus going forward. But having said that,
again, it's a conscious decision I think we're making, because Corbett had a couple of driving runs that he won a corner, didn't he?
Yeah.
Down here. But
and we've got to credit Joel Senior for making the goal.
Oh, yes. What a goal. What a food ball that
was. It was a great ball. But you can see they've targeted this side. And I wonder if... I mean, Tom was a great player, and, you know, I was a bit gutty when he left the other day. But defensively wise, you look at a lot of goals we've conceded in the last few matches, they have come from his side. Right. I'm not blaming him per se, but they have... And it seems like Southport have watched us with Walker, possibly highlighted that, and they've kept it going today, even though Walker's not playing. Because Corbett, there's been a couple of times where he's up here, he's on the halfway line, and when and their fullbacks almost on the touchline.
But he's in the best form of defence attack, and Southport weren't creating much chances when Corbett was being fat.
You're right, but you can't leave that much space behind. The other thing I would maybe look at there is maybe swapping him and Baird and putting Corbett in the middle, having Baird as the wing back. I don't know.
Well, no, Baird seems a bit confused as well at times.
Well, yeah, he had that one where Hine got injured, where he sort of...
It was a good tackle.
It was, but then he ended up... he didn't get enough onto it because he didn't put it out
referring to offensively, where he's getting the ball, and this is what we're talking about, Liverpool 85 kind of scenario. He gets the ball midway into his own half. He's got acres of space in front of him, and he's a bit confused whether he should be bringing that ball forward. Corbett in that position
will do it.
And that's one of the downsides of having Baird in the team, and he's not He's not been playing for a while.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
But he's a quality player.
But Kieran's doing the same thing. Glenn's turning, to me, the wrong way. He's turning inside all the time, where the players are. There's a couple of times where he could have turned the other way and gone. But he's turned into, I wouldn't quite say trouble, but he's turned into the pitch. And sort of, there's been no pass on where spin the other way, you're away.
I am enjoying the number seven being number seven and Glenn.
Yeah.
Lowe's had a good half, to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think he's just very often turning to me the wrong way, but.
Hello to Kieran James, who's listening to us in North Wales, and Chantel, who's listening to us in Manchester Airport. I hope your flight arrives on time. And Ben W's listening to us as well. Unbelievably, he can't make the game, so second best option is listening to SCM Radio. We'll take second best. It used to be fifth option at one point in time.
Used to being second best on this radio station.
Oh, come on.
I was second best on Friday.
Your performance on the Friday night shindig, which, dear listeners, is available in podcast form, was fine. It was good.
No, it wasn't, but the fact that, you know, you led me down the garden. Would you like to come on? Oh, yes, I'll come on, no problem. And then when I read on social media, we'll have Swampy on brackets if he ever answers his phone. I then put two and two together. Swampy didn't answer his phone, did he?
Well, that's the magic of radio.
Absolutely. Oh, you know what? I'll take Swampy Sloppy Seconds SSS.
that's a culinary term.
It is, yeah. Speaking of the devil, here he is, the man himself.
But closing thoughts, what do you reckon for the second half?
I'd like us to pick up the pace and we will win the game. My 3-2's out the window from Friday night, I think. Who knows, to be fair? You don't know, do you?
Well, Stephen Wood, a big thank you for joining us.
It's all right.
Simon Walker will be happy.
I'm sure he will.
That's a good thing. the main discussion was just we need to pick up the pace and.
Yeah, hugely.
It's hard, isn't it, though? Because we've never been in this position in 2018.
Well, no, it's been. In all fairness, I think the first 45 minutes is probably, for me, the worst 45. I mean, I know we were 3-1 down against. 2-1 down against Stanmore, but
don't forget the trip to Gainsborough.
Oh God, yeah.
But I'm just under Tom.
Yeah,
under Tom. I think
that includes Gainsborough.
Yeah, that's true. They need other tempo. We need to nullify. I mean, the one player that they've got I've been impressed with is David Morgan, the number four. He's a good ball player in the middle of the park, but we need to close down their space. We've given them too many opportunities to get back into this game. If we give another one, they will score, and all that work that we've been doing in the last month or so will go to nothing. We need to really press the second half.
Just to say, Mike's been in touch to say, whatever happened to the halftime draw fudge hamper? That was your arch nemesis, wasn't it?
No one's
got in touch about the Lakeside Cafe.
Cafe offer. Breakfast.
No. I would have took it. I would have had it.
But no, I think it's one of those games, isn't it? We have to come out with a better tempo, better quality, and we've got to put them to the sword because this is the kind of game that we can quite easily end up drawing or losing if we're not careful.
He's probably saying to them, imagine we're 1-0 down and go out and sort it out.
Well, you're listening to SC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
What was that for? It's not very nice.
Sorry. Oh, that worked out really well. You're listening to SC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Armour. And it's now time for our second half coverage of FC United against Southport. Here's James Quinn and Emily.
Thank you very much, Ben. So, interestingly poised here. And FC United leading by a goal to nil. Just a reminder of FC's... line-up this afternoon: Allinson Senior, Corbett, Kay, Baird, Fagbola, Glynn, Irwin, Greaves, McCarthy, Linfield, and on the bench for FC, Wisdom, Jones, Palmer, Gilchrist, and young Jamal Crawford. For Southport, John Worsnop, and then Smith, Richards, Morgan, Sheeran, Priestley, Lowe, Lynch, the skipper, Gilchrist, Sampson, and Hine. Substitutes Jackson, who's already on for Hine, and Howson, Dawson, Holstead. And Pogamu, it's Priestley, number six on his back, who plays it nicely nodded on there by Sampson. Now it's clearance by Zach Corbett. Clive Smith there, doesn't under pressure, but takes the ball out of... And has he given that as a push? I think he has. Well, there's very little in it, but enough for the interest of the referee, and it'll be a free kick for Southport. Hugging the touchline there. Kieran Glynn having a conversation with the referee. So just querying the referee's decision. And Zach Corbett's now being spoken to by the referee. That'll be a free kick there from the right touchline. Midway, well, about 20 yards out, at 20 yards from the corner flag. Nathan Lowe, of course. Man will take this for Southport. Can they get an equaliser straight away? Dealt with, though, by Zach Corbett. And second ball picked up by Irwin. That's for McCarthy. And FC United just hurrying their clearance once again. We spoke about this before the interval. And the ball going out of play, throw into Southport. Smith's throw cut out by Zach Corbett with the head there. And Morgan there with the header, throw into FC United a few metres inside their own territory. Zach Corbett will prepare to take this one. Number three on his back, playing in the left back position today. And now it's McCarthy. McCarthy on the turn. They're getting hustled. And then shows too much of that to the opposition. And now Southport can break forward. Sampson through, but beautiful there to Jackson. Slides it out to Gilchrist into the box. Gilchrist right-footed shot. Important block there by Sam Baird. Now it's second ball picked up by Clive Smith on the touchline. Plays it inside to Lowe. Give and go there. And Clive Smith with a cross. But FC, well positioned. But clearance not going to plan there, and Southport have it back. Low square ball now. Lynch about 20 yards out, square ball to Brad Jackson. Jackson low, but low and wide, and FC United is getting themselves into a bit of a pickle there, and it's a goal kick to them. Really can't go on making these mistakes.
No, they need to get some time on the ball in the second half. They need to get it under, start passing it around again. You can see, you know, Steve Irwin's ideas of trying to get the ball forward quickly, but when there's nobody up with Conor McCarthy, there's not much point in trying to send the ball to him. They just need to get the foot on it and settle themselves down and back into the second half.
And that goes through to McCarthy, but there's a bit of a nudge there in the opinion of the referee, and there'll be a free kick to Southport. Just three or four yards inside their own half, to the right-hand side of the centre circle. And Sheeran, the man who's going to take this one. And Morgan wanted a short ball, but then change of mind there. And Sheeran there spreads it out, spreads it forward there. Sampson will go for it, but Fagbola wins it. Now Caleb Richards through the legs of Linfield, and a good ball there from Sampson. Now it's Brad Jackson, the substitute by the corner flag here. Nicely slid in, a good run from Lynch there into the box. He goes square ball, and it was Scott Kay there, but now it's Morgan slides it through. Good ball there, Lynch, and he wins a corner. And Southport really knocking on the door as they were at the end of the second half, and resuming really where they left off. And FC United, just with so much defending to do here, just feel they need to get a grip of the grip of the game, really. But it's low with the corner, left hand side, and it comes near post and headed out by Irwin. Another corner it will be. Nathan Lowe then, so plenty of green and yellow shirts up here. Sheeran stayed back, has Caleb Richards, and then Jackson and Morgan just on the edge of the box, and then five or six in there in the middle. Low and near post, doesn't be the first man, but they get it back there as Irwin can't control the ball there. Now it's low again. Chance to pump this in once more. Low cross in. Senior there with the end. Scott Kay with a header. But that will... Caleb Richard will pick up the second ball. Now it's Brad Jackson again for Southport. Brad Jackson being forced back there by Irwin. It's near the halfway line there. As Billy Priestley plays it there. Will that go out? No, it won't. Well, Senior wins the... he's a bit fortunate to win a free kick there. He was hoping that ball would go out, it didn't, and then just held his ground.
Yeah, it was clever that from Senior. Like you say, he was trying to see if the ball would go out of play, but when it didn't, he just manoeuvred his body to make sure that he was contacted by the attacker coming forward.
So it's Allinson will take this. Irwin there tries to win that ball. Now Kieran Glynn has it. Can he make good use of it? Right hand side, midway inside Southport territory. Nobody really for company. Irwin there. Sorry, a big Glynn there does well.
Really,
and he wins
well
a foul. Then a little Cruyff turn there. And just a ever slightest touch there. And it will be a free kick.
Yeah, he's done well there as Glynn. He's brought the ball forward. And you could see there was nothing on. He was just waiting. And he's drawn that challenge. You know, got some good trickery, keeping the ball nice and close.
So, Linfield, can FC make good use of this? It's a rare foray, really, into the Southport territory. And Linfield. Beautiful pink sky behind the ground as Linfield puts it across. It hits two Southport heads and they bring it away. Linfield tries to get in there, but Gilchrist now has it back to goal, just inside his own half. Plays it back there to Caleb Richards. Caleb Richard, poor ball. Irwin intercepts that. Now Scott Kay. Scott Kay dwells on it rather, but wins the foul. Irwin looks to take a quick one. And they do now, FC United. Now it's Kieran Glynn with it. Glynn to, and they give the ball away, but they win it back fortuitously. As Irwin tries to spread it out, right-hand side, Senior controls it, but, well, put out for a throw-in by Jackson. FC with a throw-in. FC with a period of possession now that they want to make use of. They want to settle down, get a shape, and see if they can build on this 1-0 lead that they hold. Again, Senior hopes that ball goes out of play, but it doesn't. Southport with the ball now. Now Morgan tries to bring it forward. Well won by Greaves, though, tracking back. Now it's Clive Smith, deep inside his own half. McCarthy pressurised enough to produce an errant ball there from Smith. And good cross in, and Greaves tries to get in on the end of it. It will be a corner. Good defending from Billy Priestley, but it was a nice ball in from Zach Corbett.
Yeah, it was an inviting ball in, a great run from Greaves. He was trying to break through the pair of them, but Priestley just got something on it.
So, Linfield now will take a corner from the halfway. Well, I beg your pardon, the left-hand side, what am I talking about? As Linfield. And it comes near post. One there by a Southport head. Backed nicely there by Nathan Lowe, back-headed. And well won the tackle there by Kieran Glynn. Now it's a another chance for Linfield as he penetrates from the left-hand side. Into the box he comes, plays it back to Scott Kay. Then Kieran Glynn, now Scott Kay. Scott Kay will try and get a cross in here. And it's McCarthy, left-footed, and it's, well, in the end, they get it away to Southport. Clive Smith with the clearance, but FC can win this back here. Irwin, period of pressure. Irwin tries one, really not the the brightest choice, I would suspect, there from Irwin trying a shot from way out of, what, about 25, 30 yards out. It goes way wide.
Yeah, I thought he'd thought better of it. You know, he'd had the space in front of him and it was inviting, but when he looked up, he surely could see that it wasn't on and keeping possession was a better option. But
with and it's played across there, an important header across the box there as Southport attacked and hooked away. Now Scott McCarthy is FC trying to bring it away. Linfield, well, can't really control that pass. Caleb Richard has it. Well, good game of football developing here. FC 1, Southport 0. And oh, good dummy there, and just offside was Gilchrist. Good dummy from Sampson there, but Gilchrist in an offside position.
Yeah, fantastic bit of defending there. Sam Baird with a header. Very, very important one. A really good one as well. A strong one that got it out of the area and out of the danger zone, because it was a man over for Southport.
Linfield wins the header, but it goes out for a throw into Southport. FC United would climb 8 points clear of the drop zone if they could retain their lead here. But a long way to go. Very slender advantage as Caleb Richards takes it throw in for Southport. Midway inside his own half. Down the line it goes. Nodded on by Sampson. Well won by Irwin. Lynch there chips it forward. Gilchrist stays onside, but he's up by the corner. Flag plays it in there. Towards Jackson. Irwin wins it, but second ball picked up by Lynch. Now bring it infield, square ball there. Morgan will try a shot there, and it's and well held by Allenson. It was beautifully teed up there by Lynch. Morgan took it very well. Good strike, and good save though. Good safe pair of hands there from Allenson.
Really important that from Allenson, that he kept hold of the ball as well, because I mean it was hit with such pace that any ricochet, and there was players following it up. But a fantastic save, but what a strike.
Allenson's clearance one there. Oh, and Linfield there just tried to nick it off the head almost of Sheeran, but Billy Priestley rather, but couldn't quite do so. Throw in, Caleb Richards takes it. Nodded on by Sampson, and that will be a throw into FC United this time. Midway inside their own half, Joel Senior, right-hand side. Senior, lovely through ball for Greaves' goal. Senior down the line, but easily won by Lynch. Now it's McCarthy, though, picks up the second ball. And McCarthy hustling away there, but they keep possession of Southport. Morgan through ball, but well won by Irwin, but he can't quite capitalise, and they have it back. Do the visitors chip forward, but chip forward too far by Clive Smith. Allinson will pick it up. Just McCarthy nods it on. Greaves will pursue with Caleb Richards. Caleb Richards hooks it rather dangerously to the centre. And it's given as a free kick there against, I think it's Billy Priestley. And Lynn shouting there at one of his forwards about losing the ball, I think. But it was basically, it was Caleb Richards who hooked the ball back into the centre of the defence there without really seeing where the ball was going. And it put Priestley under pressure. And he committed the foul on McCarthy. And it's a free kick. It's what, 23 yards out for FC. Just pretty central.
Great position for Nathan Lowe.
Thank you.
Too close.
Well, Linfield now is going to take this one. There's four men in the wall. They're nowhere near 10 yards back, but the referee will deal with that issue right now. Pacing back there. And Mr. James Oldham, the man in black, who's got the wall in a position that he's satisfied with. And Linfield now preparing to take this one. The right foot, it'll try and swing it towards the keeper's right into the top corner, you would think. And it comes. It hits the top of the wall and goes over for a corner to FC United. And Linfield himself will jog over to take this one. Yeah, plenty of red shirts up there. Six of them in the box. And it comes. Inviting ball in. It's headed rather vertically by McCarthy. And Southport trying to deal with this one, and it's hooked away. Second ball will be picked up by Irwin outside the box, outside, out to the left-hand side. Linfield with a cross in again, but it's dealt with well by Southport this time. They'll try and break away, and good ball there from Lowe, but good defending from Senior. Gets across and prevents Sampson from getting on the end of that one.
He really needed to get across there, did the Senior, because Sampson looks like he's got quite a bit of pace as he set off. He looked favourable to get that ball, but Senior shielding it out.
As some lukewarm chips have appeared before us, thanks to the catering team for that, and the producer taking charge as Southport hover on the edge of the box. It's cleared, half cleared really, by Zach Corbett, and now Irwin has it. Irwin plays it forward. That's intended there for McCarthy, but it's easily dealt with by Caleb Richard. Nodded back to John Worstop, and out again now to Caleb Richards. Chip forward, and now well, he lets it drop as Fag Bowler, and in the end he has to concede a corner. He had Brad Jackson swarming all over him there, but a bit casual there, Fag Bowler, and it's a corner ball to Southport.
Yeah, it was initially. He did well to recover himself and like you say, concede a corner. It could have been a lot worse.
In comes Lowe's corner. Nice delivery in. Fag Bowler wins it well. Then on by Greaves. And Kieran Glynn wins it well. Chance of 2-on-1 here. He's got McCarthy to his left. Oh, and he puts it behind McCarthy. So unlike Kieran Glynn, but FC still have it. Now it's Zach Corbett. Zach Corbett, but it's well defended. And a real chance was missed there. An opportunity there. Kieran Glynn with a slack ball. And now it's Southport. Right-hand side. And good work there from... Sam Baird clearing up there, but FC, what an opportunity.
What an opportunity. He did so well, did Kieran Glynn. He made the initial challenge to win possession and the space in front of him. You know, a fantastic run by McCarthy, but the ball to him, like you say, so unlike Kieran Glynn. He's normally pinpoint with those, but an opportunity missed.
Now, Southport have it far side. At 20 yards from the corner flag, as they attack. Lynch on the turn, just by the edge of the box. Morgan again will think about a right foot shot. Puts it on his right foot, it deflects! Oh, and it's... And it, well, it was half a save, and then it was Fag Bowler, well positioned to put it away for a corner. But it was a wicked deflection, and Allinson did well to get a left palm to it.
He did superb then, did Allinson. You know, he was diving for the first shot that was coming in. Like you say, a wicked deflection that meant that he had to scramble. He needed to get something on it to allow Fag Bowler to head it over.
Well, here's Nathan Lowe again with another corner. How much more of these can FC survive? 1-0, the home side lead, but Southport now putting them under the caution. Allinson with a punch.
Oh, he's done clear. Again.
And Lynn, and here comes Kieran Glynn. Can he find the right ball this time? That's for McCarthy. Is that too close to Shearer? No, it's Greaves. Greaves now takes it towards, trying to tease, but good defending from Shearer, and he'll bring it away.
Yeah,
and now it's Lynch back to Shearer. Shearer, this game really hotting up here, and that's down the line. Gilchrist now in a wide position. He's got... Sampson for Company, and he wins a corner there, Gilchrist, and another one. How many corners now for Southport?
Eight.
Right on cue. Didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, it's started to come alive now, end to end. As both teams are breaking and changing attacking to and defending to attack very quickly.
Yeah, is this already midfielders tiring or the game just getting stretched? Quite early to game to be stretched, but it's Nathan Lowe from the far side, the right hand side now as Southport press for this equaliser, which they threaten. Up it comes there, it's nodded down, and it's Gilchrist with a shot, it's blocked. And FC defending well there, and now it's Joel Senior as FC now trying to break away. Joel Senior slides it towards Greaves, he's not a lot for Company, but gets it back to Senior, good ball. In it comes, first time cross, but they cut it out to Southport. Senior comes in rather heavily.
Fantastic play.
McCarthy, real battle for the ball now. Lynch, he's under pressure, and Senior's just got a... And Senior does well there, presses, forces the throw in. Good work.
Absolutely fantastic work that for Senior. You know, he's driven the ball forward, he's created that for himself. As he had to make that cross first time and lost possession, but he was right on top to win it back.
Kieran Glynn was going to take the throw and then change his mind. And FC are going to get done for wasting time. It's a bit early for time wasting, if you ask me.
They don't need to slow the game down. This is what we needed. We needed this injection of pace.
Now then, Lynn on the turn towards the 18-yard box. Slow, almost squeezes it through there to Linfield. But decent defending there from Southport. And now they break away, do the men in green and white. And a very heavy challenge from Kieran Glynn there on low. But... free kick then to Southport, halfway line. FC United 1, Southport 0. That's a free kick on the halfway line. Caleb Richards. And worse not giving some advice of where this might be delivered. And it's a good-looking ball from Caleb Richards, but well caught.
Really well claimed. Brave.
From Allinson. A bit of contact there with, was it Brad Jackson? And Ellinson, he was fouled, but the referee just waved play on. And Ellinson, sorry, Emily.
That's right.
Scott Kay will play this back now to Ellinson. And FC, you know, you feel that they just need another goal here because Southport really are applying the pressure. But Fagbola plays it forward. Greaves then misses the header. And Lynch picks it up. Now it's Caleb Richards again. Richards there with a long ball forward. Baird, well positioned, nods it there to Senior. Senior on the turn, but loses possession. Brad Jackson. Now it's Sampson. Nice ball infield there to Lynch. Square ball now. Low, nice ball to Gilchrist. Back to Morgan. Another shot from him. Parried away there. And Morgan clearly a threat from distance. But FC have weathered that little storm. And now it's McCarthy. Plays it infield now. Zach Corbett brings it forward, tries to slide a pass, but can't do so. Southport win the ball back again. FC desperate for some respite here. Scott Kay. And now it's a Lynch, but again Southport win it back. Halfway line, it's played out there to Nathan Lowe. Nathan Lowe at 30 yards out, bringing him in, allowed to bring it infield there. And it's a foul by Irwin on the edge of the box. Kieran Glynn doesn't like that, but FC just allowed him to come forward there. And in the end, a mistimed challenge yields a free kick in a very dangerous position.
Yeah, it certainly is, especially when we've seen a few shots from that range before from Lynch. He's looking strong from the edge of the box, but Allinson has been equal to every single one so far.
Thanks for that, Emily. Now you've done it.
I know. As soon as it
67 minutes gone. And it's, it'll either be Morgan... or perhaps Nathan Lowe, the favoured one here. He really can put these on a sixpence on his day. So defending here to do for FC United. Is this the moment Southport produce an equaliser? Nathan Lowe with the free kick. And no, it goes way high, wide, and not at all handsome. And there'll be a substitution now for FC United.
For FC United, coming off, number 11, Craig Linfield.
And it's Terrell Palmer. Is the man who's going to come on for Linfield.
Replaced by number 15, Terrell Palmer.
And, how many clean sheets at home in the league do you think we've kept this season?
Eight.
None.
Oh, thank you. I was close, wasn't I? I thought, what was the number of corners?
Eight.
Yeah, so I'll go with that. So, Linfield, what do you think of this substitution's about, Emily?
I think it's needed just a little bit something else. Maybe, you know, fresh legs is always gives another option.
Linfield, very much the set piece aficionado for FC United. So
he's put in another great shift. You know, what you can guarantee with Linfield is he'll run and chase a game for you. But I think it's important now that we have something new, another option, bring something different to the game, especially now that it's opened up so much and we've seen this injection of pace.
Oh, was that cool, but with a good turn left-hand side. His head of him, he's got two red shirts in the middle. He plays it forward towards Greaves, but safely caught by Worsnop. And they'll bring it away now. We'll very tight here at Broadhurst Park FC with this 1-0 lead. Greaves 12th minute, 102nd goal I think for FC United for Greaves. And now Senior having to track back here under a bit of pressure from Sampson. He clears it, but only as far as Brad Jackson, left hand side. Brad Jackson slides it in there. Now Sampson on the edge of the box, back to Jackson there, slides past Kieran Glynn style, rather. Zach Corbett with an important header as McCarthy goes in, but Morgan picks up the second ball. Now Zach Corbett with a clearance. Morgan there heads it back out to the right hand side. Nathan Lowe now for the visitors. He'll put in a cross here, a low cross, but FC now with it. McCarthy to Greaves, who tries to get it back to McCarthy, plays it back instead to Kieran Glynn. He's got two, three red shirts ahead of him. Kieran Glynn will spread the play. Greaves will nod it out to McCarthy. Edge of the box, McCarthy. Oh, what a weak effort there. He was slide down to his feet and couldn't get any power, no placement. Really needed more composure there from Conor McCarthy. Woeful.
Yeah, it was a great ball. I think the ball from Glynn, I think he was looking for McCarthy initially, but Greaves with a fantastic flick of a header on.
And with that, I'll hand you back to Swamp.
FC dilly-dallying there and trying to get the ball away. Eventually they do. And, Senior huffing and puffing. He has the ball. There's wires everywhere. Quinn just clasps some more cold chips. It's 1-0 here. And in a second half, really, that the visitors have been more dominant. And FC United have... it's a game where they've never really got into it. They got the opening goal early, but never really settled into the game. There's a lot of huff and puff. But it's a scrappy old game of football out there for FC.
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, Southport, they really came out attacking this second half. I think they realised that FC, the pace of the game was quite slow, and they've really taken it to them. But they're putting a good fight in, they're putting a good shift in, the FC players.
Well, you have to when you're not playing particularly well. As long as you put the shift in and just keep working and working, that's what you want. As the ball headed on towards Kieran Glynn, his flick doesn't get past the first... Southport player, but there's Irwin and the Senior making amends. Ball flicked forward and it's cut out quite easily, but it's a poor ball equally back, and Kay can take over. Kay should be playing that ball out left hand side 10 seconds before he does, but he eventually sees Corbett, who has been promising down the left hand side. He bombs down there now, decent ball in is required, doesn't beat the first man this time. They can clear the lines. It's a long clearance to the halfway line, and it's controlled well by Baird, but he runs out of room and out for a throw-in on the far side of the ground. Ball comes inside. Kieran Glynn sees the danger, nullifies the danger, and he's back in the back four position for the visitors, but halfway line, nice intricate passing there. The player of the afternoon, David Morgan, on the ball. He's been outstanding. He's had two or three efforts as well, but he's instrumental in the middle of the park for the visitors, and a lovely sweeping ball from him. Morgan down the right-hand side of the ball. There's two shirts in the penalty area, and one of them should get to it, but it's a good save from FC United's goalkeeper. But that start again, Morgan seeing the ball played out wide right, the ball comes in, and FC United, well, they've rolled the luck on a number of occasions this afternoon. That time Alisson came to the rescue with a good save at the feet of the encroaching number 10, Jack Sampson. But with 18 minutes to go, can FC hold out? Because it's more and more likely that the visitors are inching ever closer. FC hitting the post in the first half as well would have made it 2-0, as Greaves now latches onto a ball loose on the right hand side about 15 yards outside the penalty area. Can get to the byline, holding the shirt, got a corner ball. Good play there, good hold up play there by Greaves. He had the shirt, the number 6, Billy Priestley, but Priestley had a bit of his shirt as well, and the old wise one.
That's 8 corners apiece now.
It's taken us some time to have our 8th corner though, hasn't it? The visitors with a plethora of corners, but can FC United capitalise upon this? It's the duty's been given to Kieran Glynn for this corner, as Linfield have been substituted with Terrell coming on, and a decent ball required. Near post ball towards Greaves. First time shot comes in from Kay to the back post. It goes across everybody, and the number 10 takes it away, Jack Sampson, after a little bit of pressure from McCarthy. But Sampson now on the ball deep in his own half, but holds the ball well, plays it inside to Lynch. Ball back to his centre half though, and it'll eventually come out to this near left hand side to Richards over the halfway line. Now he's got 3-4 shirts in front to find, but he goes back on himself, and just a little bit more patience from Southport on the halfway line with the skipper. And still we wait for his ball. He just holds on to it. Priestley cuts inside now, still waiting for some support. Finds it in Morgan plays it back to the number 5 though. They go all the way back towards the goalkeeper, and Sheeran can come away with it now. He plays it back to Priestley sees the movement of the number 3 there, but the ball's overplayed and he'll go out for a goal kick, you'd expect. And well, they've had much of the second half, but they just seem to be there running out of a few ideas there, Emily.
Yeah, I think they're starting to frustrate them. You know, you can have a lot of possession and you keep coming forwards, but the work rate that FC are putting in, they're chasing down everything, and Allinson in goal has been have pulled off a few fantastic saves to keep them out, and that'll affect you as a player. And then as a team. So it's important that FC keep on top of that and keep doing that, because, like you say, they're running out of ideas, they're sending the ball forwards just hopelessly, like now, for people just to chase.
Well, Fagbola played the ball back to his goalkeeper, and Allison hit a long ball out. It's going to be a throw-in on the far left-hand side. If it eventually goes out, well, actually just stays in play, and well, Bear's got to be careful here. He's working hard to try and win the ball back, and he's got two players around, and
he's
done it.
Well.
He's come away with it. He's not played for some time. I tell you what, he's been absolutely outstanding this afternoon. Everything, he does a lovely ball to Tom Greaves. It looks like he should have been offside, but it's him against two. It falls off for Tyrrell. Can he make his mark with a goal? Plays it out right at one. He should have played it out wide. He's still got the ball. He does play it out left to McCarthy. McCarthy to the byline. Draws the ball across. Saved by Worsnop because it was at him, and unfortunately. Well, perhaps FC can find themselves a bit fortunate there, because Tom Greaves did look about a yard and a half offside. But once the flag stayed down, FC should have done a lot better with that ball.
They really should. You know, like you say, you saw Palmer take the ball, an opportunity for him to have a strike. Once he didn't, he really should have released it a lot earlier.
Well, the ball on the halfway line now with a substitute, Bradley Jackson. Jackson cuts inside, plays it to Lynch. Lynch hits it left-footed, swings the ball from right to left. It's headed on, though, by a poor header from Corbett. Allows the visitors to stay on the ball with Lowe. Lowe plays the ball inside to Lynch. Lynch 10 yards outside the penalty area. It's a loose ball, but again there was David Morgan to pick up the pieces. He has an overlap on this left-hand side if he can find him, and he does find him. It's Richards now. Richards against Glynn. Cuts inside well. Richards looking for some support. Has to go back. Finds Morgan once again. Morgan will switch play. Nice ball from Morgan, right-hand side. Lowe picks it up 30 yards outside the area, tries to play a diagonal ball, cut out and intercepted well by FC United's number 5, and then lovely play from McCarthy on the halfway line. He's got him and one player in front of him. He's gone past one. Can he get past the back to the byline? Yes, he can. Great shot, comes across, it beats everybody, but it should be picked up by Kieran Glynn, who just basically ambles across, picks the ball up. He's got Senior to his left hand side. To the byline he looks to go. He cuts inside, plays it now to Senior with a lot of grass in front of him, now being closed down. Can Senior get the ball into the penalty? Yes, he can. Oh, I tell you what, it was an awkward one for Worsnop. It was a shot come cross, and Worsnop palms it away, and Senior, well, like the other day, nearly scores the second for FC United. And the ball back now from one end to another end. It's with Senior. Senior cuts inside, throw into FC United of Manchester. And well, the assistant referee can't see it, and to be honest, Kevin Davis can and we can, and it should have been a throw-in to the visitors, but it's FC United on the ball with Senior. Another substitution for FC United imminent, as the ball played across left-hand side. He's scurrying crosses FC United of Manchester. Sam Baird couldn't get on the end of that, and well, we're not often surrounded by people, but they are all behind us. You can probably hear them.
Today's attendance is 2863.
And Well, we're going to have two Gilchrists on the pitch shortly as the ball played inside. The Bear clears his lines to Corbett. Corbett, right-footed, clears it, but only as far as the number five, Sheeran. Sheeran on the ball, deep. Well, they were deep in FC's half, and the ball now on the edge of the area, and it needs to be defended well, and it is defended well from FC United. And that's one thing you can say this afternoon. It might not have been a fluid game, a quarter game of football, but FC United have defended well. It's been a scrappy game, but these are the kind of games you're going to come to expect. It's been all, you know, wonderful to watch in the last month and a half. Sometimes you're going to get a game like this, and it's about the points at this stage of the season.
And the position that both of these teams are in, it was always going to be, you know, a bit of a fight for who wants the points the most. And but they have, they've held their own. They've kept their shape, they've battled hard, and they've restricted the opportunities that Southport have had, despite the amount of attacks that they're putting in.
Drum roll, please. Statler Paul.
This is a piece of history.
Right,
is the first time two brothers have faced each other in an FC fixture.
Well, I was about to say that, actually. I don't think it needed a genius or statistician for that, did it? Oh, sorry there, Paul. Well, undoing all your hard work.
He didn't call you a genius. Oh, he said genius or statistician, didn't he?
Well, the substitution is about to be made, and it is Tom Greaves that's going to be making way. And in his place is another Gilchrist, but this time it is Adam Gilchrist. And
no, it's not.
Oh, it's not. No, McCarthy's coming off instead.
I think McCarthy's said that he's suffering. He's pointing to his ankle. He's
been replaced by number 16, making his home debut, Adam Gilchrist.
Greaves is off because his name is also, I think he's had to go off, and now they're having to make another change.
Yeah, once the change has been made, you can't actually change it. And Tom Greaves has come off. FC actually at the moment with 10 men need to make a very quick substitution. McCarthy's back on.
McCarthy's back on because he's not been subbed off.
Well, that was all confusing. So I think McCarthy is about to come off as well, though, actually.
Well, he was complaining about a little tweak or an injury of some kind.
Well, FC have to defend this ball again. That man Morgan plays a lovely ball to the penalty area. It's low on the far right hand side, plays it back, and it's Gilchrist chips the ball inside to his skipper Lynch. On the ball, plays a nice ball inside to where Richards within shooting distance to play the ball out left hand side. It's a chase on for the number 12, Jackson, to the byline right this corner, gets past or tries to get past Fagbola, chips the ball into the penalty area. It needs to be dealt with by FC. It's headed away clearly well by Kay, who plays it to McCarthy. Now hits a lovely looping ball to this right hand side, chested down by Gilchrist, and it's a chase on now, but I think it should be Worst Knox ball. It is indeed Worst Knox ball. McCarthy had a nice pack, didn't he, on his inner thigh, and I think he's going to be coming off as soon as we afforded to do so. 35 minutes of the second half gone, 10 minutes to go. FC still lead by a goal to nil in a game really which the visiting team have dominated for large parts, and some good goalkeeping and some good defending have kept them at bay. But there's still time for either FC to maybe cement this victory, or indeed for Southport to come away and get a point, as McCarthy steals the ball well, plays it out to Joel Senior. Senior over the halfway line now. He's got Gilchrist in front of him, but he's going down that right hand side, bombing along, throw into FC United of Manchester. Substitution will now be taken. McCarthy will be the player that comes off and making his debut for FC United of Manchester. Out long last is Jamal Crawford, whose clearance has come through eventually. He had international clearance. He was playing in Wales, but also an FC Moston United connection. So Jamal coming on, and a little bit of trickery from this youngster. And I think the average age on the pitch now with Tom Greaves off is about 14. It's going to be Senior, who's 18, on the ball. Referee wants the throw-in to be taken when the whistle is blown.
Yeah, the assistant wasn't in position, he wasn't ready.
Senior get another chance to take it. They throw it into the feet of a red shirt, hopefully. And it's cut out by the skipper, Lynch. His ball is a poor one. It's chested down well by Baird. I should say, not by Baird, by Glynn. To Senior now. Senior puts a ball to the penalty. It's decent. But first time, header come! Oh, Jamal nearly makes his debut with a goal and a great reaction save from John Worsnop. And from defence to attack, here come Southport now. Lovely football from Nathan Lowe. He puts a lovely ball out left-hand side. Fagbola has to win it, and he does win it. Fabulous. Because it was Jack Simpson there was trying to get on the end of that. Well, that was a great instinctive header from Jamal, and a great save from Worsnop. As a ball over the top there, and Jamal, we can see his pace, but just a bit offside there. But Crawford, well, what a header, what a save. Free kick taken quickly. 38 minutes gone.
That could have been the quickest ever debut goal, I think.
I think it would have. It's a great header, wasn't it? Great save as well, though. But still, twists and turns in this game as the ball played out to the right-hand side. The ball kept in play. A good, strong header into David Morgan. Morgan now plays the 1-2, looks for some support. Finds Nathan Lowe. Lowe's ball's behind Morgan, but Morgan instrumental again. Chips the ball forward. Looking for offside, FC United. The Manchester Bed has to come across, clear his lines, and FC will get
a throw.
Well, the defence didn't anticipate that ball going over. They played him offside. Baird saw the danger, came across, and that's what he's done. He's read the game tremendously well all afternoon, hasn't he?
He really has, all the way through, all the way throughout the first half and continued into the second half. He's been fantastic. His positioning, the reading of the game, you know, everything that he's done really, really well.
Well, the ball all the way back to John Worsnop from the halfway line. Worsnop takes it to touch, clears his lines back to the halfway line. Up goes, well, Corbett goes up to win the header. Says to the referee, he's pushed in the back, loses out, and here come the visitors down the right-hand side with Gilchrist. Players trying to get into the penalty areas. Ball chipped towards the back post. There needs to be a red clearance. It is a clearance, but it's onto the edge of the area for the skipper Lynch. And it's a good interception play initially by FC, but here comes Morgan again. Plays a lovely diagonal ball left hand side. Ball comes across. Should be another corner, the ninth corner of the game for Southport. And a few tired legs out there. And a substitution for the visitors is imminent. The 15 coming on Adam Dawson. But. I don't think before the corner ball is taken, Jamal Jackson thinks about going back to help his defenders, but no, the best place is to be on the halfway line so you can get him into the halfway line, because they'll have to come back with you. A little bit of an experience there for FC's number 17, but to the referee having a quick chat about impeding the goalkeeper, and it's going to be Nathan Lowe with this corner. Normally good corners as well, they are. Goes across everybody, and there's a free header, the ball high in the air still, and the whistle had been blown already as FC's goalkeeper was Polak's, but there was a free header there at the near post. No one picked him up, and that was the poor bit of defending from FC United. But the second touch was a free kick, so nothing to worry about. But it's going to be interesting talking to Tom at the end of this game, regardless of the results. I think he'll be open and honest in his opinion that it was a scrappy game. FC have had to work for everything in the game, and I think the pace has really suited Southport. We could have come out with a higher tempo, better quality, and I think that would have made a difference.
I definitely agree with you. I think the first half for me, you know, when we went ahead, I think that should have been the turning point. You know, getting that one goal, we should have just continued and really stepped it up from there, because that was when Southport were making their mistakes and leaving spaces for us to really attack. Southport have since... They've corrected those. You know, the half-time came and they did what they needed to do in the dressing room. They've come out, and they've come out looking like a different team from that first half performance.
They have indeed. I mean, FC have afforded them a little bit too much room, too much space and time on the ball, which is when you give a full-time team the opportunity to play their football, and that's why they've caused FC problems in the second half. But it still remains 1-0. If you just join us, congratulations to Helen Murphy. The ball played over the top, and Jamal again chasing his ball down, and... Now Richards has to be equal to it, and a late challenge there by Gilchrist, and it's his first challenge, and it might be a yellow card.
Yeah,
and it's Adam Gilchrist, not Jason, who goes into the book. But yes, so Helen Murphy, she's won the food hamper this afternoon. All the way from Leicester, so congratulations. Also, you can take that hamper with you on your cruise that you're taking me on, Helen, because she also won the holiday draw some time ago as well. So we haven't decided where we're going yet though, have we, Helen?
Is she filling it with samosas and sending it back?
Keep forgetting the wise words of Stato Paul now were available live and exclusive throughout the whole of the game as the ball chipped forward. A decent ball as well by John Worsnop, but forced kindly. Good marshalling in there though by Scott Kay. He just made sure the player wasn't going beyond him, he just stayed with him.
Yeah. And kept moving with him, so not to draw a foul or anything, and just to frustrate the attacker. Really well done.
A couple of ex-FCs here this afternoon. Richard Battersby's here. We've got Jay Lynch, and also as the ball played over the top, and can Gilchrist make amends for the yellow card? Well, Spider has to come out and clear his lines, and it's out for a throw into FC United of Manchester. We've also got Craig Linfield, he's here as well. Sorry, not Craig Linfield, he's been playing.
He's right, though.
He has been.
You're not wrong.
2863.
Thank you for your fantastic support.
Fudge hamper, sorry.
And
apparently, I can't read.
Man of the match, chosen by Alliance Local, goes to FC's number 2, Joel Senior.
Well, again, full of endeavour and running is the youngster. And I meant, who did I mean, Ben? Ashworth.
Oh.
Mr. Ashworth's
here
as well. Yes.
Seen Harry Winter and George Thompson.
So everyone's here. They come to the wrong game though, haven't they? The worst game that they could have been. But here comes Nathan Lowe on the ball now. Halfway line, two players around him. Good play there by Senior.
As
a very quick-witted Southport member of staff went for the ball, slipped on his backside, and a throw-in in shoes though for the visitors. We've got into the final 2 minutes of this game. The ball on the halfway line with Sharon. Sharon hits the ball diagonally again. It's a decent ball. Two players there, so Senior has to go with one of them. He goes with Nathan Lowe, and he does brilliantly, the youngster. And well, he's had a very good game because his forward play has been excellent. His defensive duties have been really good as well. On occasions, you find him sometimes not necessarily clearing his lines. Want to dilly on the ball a little bit more. And there's going to be a yellow card, I think, is for Fagbola. Time wasting.
Ball away. That was silly.
No, we don't need these kind of silly excuses for referees to book us. Joel Senior. He's knows he's been a game here this afternoon. He's worked tremendously well, and he was the sponsors man of the match this afternoon. And we'll be thinking about ours. It's certainly going to be someone in the back three or back four. And at the moment, my money's on Baird, but we'll get a consensus of opinion of what everyone else thinks as Corbett hits the ball forward. Here comes FC United of Manchester's Gilchrist on the ball. It's a throw-in, though, for FC United of Manchester. We'll be interested to see how many additional minutes the referee's going to put on. We've got 1 minute of regulation play, and then the board will go up. As Corbett looks for some movement, he gets it in Gilchrist. A 1-2 between Gilchrist and Corbett doesn't come off, but Corbett wins the ball back, does really well there, and then gets himself a throw-in out of nothing, really. There was three players converging upon him, and it's going to be four additional minutes, we believe. Is the Ayatollah Khomeini become an FC supporter as well, Ben? I notice he's on our feed.
It's from The Guardian.
The referee indicating there'll be a minimum of 4 minutes.
I can't see. All I can see is him. I'm thinking he might be tweeting, you know, texting in saying, good game, keep up the good work.
I think he's got community shares.
Throwing on the halfway line to the visitors. The ball played down the right hand side, intercepted well by Sam Baird. It's getting very busy round here. We wait for this throw to be taken. As the ball given away, and it's a poor ball as well. And FC United get themselves a throw in. As a number of directors from Stockport County here this afternoon. FC United players that are at County now. Jim Gannon's here. We've got Flanners from the Flan Clan. That's not a Tiswell's joke. It's actually a real person. He's the Curzon manager. As the ball played high over the top, Baird needs to win the header. He does win the header. It's an awkward one as well. Forced kindly for Nathan Lowe. And that would have been a blow if Nathan Lowe had put that into the bottom corner.
But no.
Nathan Lowe. It went low.
A low blow.
It was wide of the post, and it remains 1-0 for FC United of Manchester into the first minute of this additional four in an awkward, difficult, scrappy kind of game this afternoon. And FC United of Manchester, can they finish with a second and send everybody home in raptures as the ball played back to Wurstnop, who takes a touch. The ball eventually gets out of his feet. He clears his lines, does well there. And the ball on the halfway line needs to be won by FC United of Manchester. And it's that man again, Kieran Glynn, trying to win it. Does really well there. The ball kept in play, is it? No, it's out for a throw-in. Irwin came to the rescue there. And the throw-in taken quickly. Ball on the halfway line. Urgency in abundance with David Morgan on the ball for the visitors. Ball played out to this left-hand side for Richards. Richards back into Morgan. Morgan looks for some support. Lovely little touch and turn. Plays a nice ball up low on the ball now. Three FC players around. The ball chipped high. It's a poor ball by Morgan. And a great header there by FC United's Kieran Glynn. And Gilchrist comes back to defend and gets himself a free kick.
And yellow card.
I do think, and I can't understand why referees, the defender's disappointed.
Yeah,
not with the referee's decision, just disappointed. Yeah. So he bounces the ball down, the referee says
he's not allowed
descent
to do it.
And it's ridiculous. So David Lynch, the skipper, gets a yellow card for nothing. He might have, I don't know, hit a worm on its head under the turf. I don't know.
It's like the equivalent of saying the F word, it seems.
Shout out to Stephen Gemma in Lincoln, keeping the red flag flying high there.
What's the F word?
Fudge.
Oh, right, the Fudge Hamper. I see. As the ball. Oh, well, the ball was picked up by Terrell there, but it was out for a free kick. It was an offside decision, and John Worsnop is the man who's going to take it. And it's a long ball. It's a decent ball as well. It needs to be dealt with. And is it too deep? It is indeed. And Alisson gathers his ball. And with what?
40 seconds.
40 seconds of the additional four to go. It's still 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. And if Alisson can hit this high in the sky and leave it up there for a good 30 seconds as the ball comes inside, it's Southport that win the first header. Glynn wins the second header, but the third header won by Southport. Again, the ball flicked on. It's a decent ball as well, but needs to be dealt with. A slightly overhit pass back to the goalkeeper from Fagbola. And then there's a lovely ball out wide right-hand side. Here comes Southport, the last opportunity of the game. Into the penalty area they go. To the right-hand side, the ball comes across. It's a great clearance. Oh, a great defensive clearance there from FC United and Manchester's Sam Baird. But they still have the ball on the halfway line. Referee looks at his watch, and there will be no more time. And that is indeed a victory for FC United and Manchester. The scrappiest of the season so far. And 3 points in the bag in a game that FC United's manager and players definitely know they've been in. It's been a really tough task.
First home clean sheet in the league this season.
Do you want a sandwich? How about 10 tons of gravel? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.